Friday. Happy full moon. Be good.
This is Sasha.
And this is Eli. And you're listening to WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Monday, March 21st, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at 90.7 FM, including Dave Ellis of the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition. He's on the WGXC Morning Show at 9 a.m., talking about how the Rensselaer City School District sent a letter to the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation opposing the renewal.
There's a rainbow behind the clouds. The Yes, it's working for me. I gotta believe. You gotta believe. We gotta believe. We can't just walk by what we see. What did Jesus warn us? He said, walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by, I gotta believe. That was Miss Tasha Cobb Leonard, one of the premier women of gospel in this generation. And we're just grateful for her artistry and her talented musical arrangements that minister to the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is where we're at today, right here on WGXC. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, with our Sunday morning show, A Bright Side Somewhere, right here on WGXC with me. And with me today, as every Sunday, our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Martin of Martin AV Services. How you doing this morning, Mr. Randall?
I am well. I am encouraged. I love that song. I love that song. That's a great way to start a Sunday morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, beloved. We got to believe. Listen, we are celebrating Women's History Month still. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it was women who had to believe. We're going to talk about some of them women a little later on. But praise be to God for women. Where would we be without women? Ain't none of us here without women. Oh, my gosh. And I just believe that God is not finished with women yet. No way, no how. Bringing us up into our rightful place in his creation. One half of the human creation is the woman. So praise be to God. We thank God this morning for the opportunity to be here once more and again. Thank you for helping us with our wonderful pledge drive effort, beloveds. We have concluded our winter pledge drive, and your response was so great, so fantastic. But listen, if you didn't get a chance to get in on the before the close of our pledge drive on yesterday, you can still become a sustaining partner. Yes. We're not limited by time. You can go on WGXC.org and hit /donate and help us do what we do. Because what I do is I'm here for you. Yes, beloved, to share some good music and a good message for the heart, the mind, and soul. We have a musical lineup for you this morning. Look What You've Done, Miss Tasha Layton, Overcomer by our girl Mandisa. It's All Right by the queen of gospel, Miss Shirley Caesar, featuring Anthony Hamilton. You Can Make It. We got back to back, Shirley. We going back a ways too to bring it forward. Run by Miss Miranda Curtis. Never Lost a Battle, Miss Cece. And Even Me, Sister Darlene McCoy. We have 7 songs back to back, 30 minutes uninterrupted. And then I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Oh, beloved, I pray this music bless you for your day. In Jesus' name, let us go with Look What You've Done, Miss Tasha Layton.
What you've done, how could you fall so far? You should be ashamed of yourself. So I was ashamed of myself. The lies I believed, they got some roots that run deep. I let them take a hold of my life. I let them take control of my life. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all the roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Me. was too broken, now I see you were breaking new ground inside of me. Standing in your presence, Lord, I can feel you digging all my roots up. I feel you healing all my wounds up. All I can say is hallelujah. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies and let my heart believe. Look at me now. Look how you made me new. Oh, the enemy did everything that he could do. Oh, but look what you've done. On the cross, in a grave, with a stone thrown away. All my debt, it was pain. Look what you've done. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul, in my life. With my head lifted high, I'm singing. Look what you've done. Look what you've done in me. You spoke your truth into the lies and let my heart believe. Look at
I'm gonna make it. dreams. No hope, it seems. Still I believe that I am making it. But I think King and I will survive, and I know I can make it. I can make it through the sunshine and rain. No place to go. Still there's this hope. When the doors are closed, that I can make it.
I can make it.
You can make it. You
is broken, strength is weak. I need safety, I want relief from this pain, from this grief, from this anger. Lord, give me peace and help me to release these things depleting me. And with the strength I have left, I'm gonna run to you.
With the strength that I have left, I'm going to run to you. I'm loving that song today by Miss Miranda Curtis. I'm going to run. Oh, yes, God. I'm not going to walk. I'm not going to stop and go to collect $200. I'm running to you, Lord. This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Where we are is the bright side, and I'm glad you're here, because we know there's a bright side somewhere. We've got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul coming your way. After that, I'll be back with a spiritual social commentary for today.
For you to do, your hand is moving right now. the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out, and right now I know you're able, and my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things, but fail, 'cause you never
darkness, and the darkness did not understand it or overpower. What does that mean? God is so powerful. It doesn't matter what trial you find yourself in. It doesn't matter how big the mountain is. He's greater. And not, it's not even close. He's so much greater. And he has all power. He knows the end from the beginning, so you don't have to be afraid. Actually, you can rejoice before you see your prayer answered. Don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now.
Hey, hey.
I don't have to wait till the battle's over. I can shout now. I don't have to wait till the battle's over. Come on, sing that with us. I can shout now. Oh, Lord.
I don't have to wait till the battle's over.
Yeah.
need to know that you are real. Fill me today with your spirit. Let love, joy, and peace radiate from even me. And may your spirit become contagious to every soul I encounter. Amen.
I hear you calling me, calling your spirit, drawing me. Good.
Beloved, God is calling. Don't let him stay on the busy signal. I'm too busy, God. Answer the call. He's calling even me. He's calling even you. I believe it's so. I believe it's true. He's calling us, even me. He can use you. Doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done. If you say yes, Lord, he'll show you a plan you knew not of. He'll show you how he can bless a mess and turn it into a miracle. Am I right about it? But beloved, I am here today with a commentary in this Women's History Month. So much going on in the world today. But you know, one of the great women of our time in the last century said, if it was a woman that turned the world upside down, it'll take women to turn it right side up again. She was speaking of the misconception that women turn the world upside down in the first place. But surely, if that's what you want to believe, if that's what you want to think, then it's going to take women to turn it right side up again. And so we do have women coming into the fore. Last Tuesday, I had some of the young girls from the Perfect 10 Girls Club on the radio with us. And it came to my attention that for 85 minutes back in November, we had a woman president. How about that? They kept that quiet. Maybe you knew. I didn't. But for 85 minutes while President Biden was under anesthesia, Ms. Kamala Harris had presidential powers, you know, so that's more than an hour, 85 minutes. almost an hour and a half, we had a woman president. So we have actually had our first woman president. All around the world, we have women leaders as prime ministers, the Queen of England, and England has had queen monarchs for ever and ever, and amen. And, you know, so women, I want to talk about women and contemporary context and biblical context. And I want to turn attention to a book in the Bible, the book of Numbers. And in the 27th chapter of the book of Numbers, we find the names of five women. They were daughters and sisters. They were daughters of a man named Zelophehad. And their names were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. If we read through the 26th chapter, of course, we don't have time to do that. We'll find that after God had used Moses to bring the people out of bondage, and I preached last week about all the women that God used. We know so much about Moses, but we don't know much about the women God used to get Moses to where he was, right? So here we are again. And these women whose names were named in the book of Exodus that helped Moses, and in this book of Numbers, women's names, which is important because in a lot of religious writings, women don't get named. When women's names appear, it is very important. Sometimes we get the story about a woman, her struggle or her impact. But when we get the names, it calls us to attention, okay? And so what I want to attend to today is how in the 26th chapter, they were divvying up the land, the 12 tribes of Israel. They were in the promised land now, and they were getting their apportionment. They fought all the enemies they had to fight to get to that place. And now it's about what land people are going to get. And I heard someone say one time that the only real estate is real estate. Amen. So please, let's be careful about people who are gobbling up all the land and not leaving land for other people. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's another story for another time. So they divvied up the land. And this man, Zelophehad, he had these five daughters, but he didn't have any sons. And so the women come together and they come to Moses and the other leaders to handle this matter, not to be disenfranchised. And they stand up for themselves. They step up, they speak up, and they come together because they realize they're stronger together, okay? And, you know, as women, we know that, you know, we're all different. We have different experiences of the same thing. We have our own minds and our own opinions. So it wasn't that they were sisters and they were always on one accord. You know, siblings, they have their little fights and their arguments and disagreements and position plays, power plays. But in this situation, they came together. Now I'm feeding in between the lines. I don't know what their relationship was like, but I can just imagine that it wasn't always flowers and roses. It wasn't always easy and smooth. But yet, when it came to, you know, the matters that were important, they were able to focus on something greater than those little petty things. And so they go to Moses and the men and they say, look, our dad didn't have any sons. But why should his land be disinherited from our family? Why should we suffer because he didn't have any sons? And so they speak to the men and the children of Israel, and they go to God in prayer. And God says to Moses, the women are right. Are you hearing me? God tells Moses and the children of Israel, these women are right. Give them the land. Ah, hallelujah. Give them the land. Because they stood up, because they stepped up, because they spoke up, they were able to not be disinherited and disenfranchised. You know, we have so many hundreds of years in this country of what's called patriarchy, the myth of patriarchy, the subjugation of women, the broad stroke of a misinterpretation of the word of God, that women are supposed to be submissive and submitted to men in authority, men who have all the power, men who have all the intellect, men who have all of the control. But that wasn't God's plan. For hundreds of years, until the abolitionist movement that fueled the women's suffrage movement, white women were relegated to a second-class status, and non-white women were less than that, and enslaved women were non-existent in the conversation of power or ability or intellect. Yet they were the ones that were nursing the master's babies and helping them recover from sicknesses and making their crops to grow and yield and become a strong economy and creating things that made their lives a little easier. Irons and ironing boards and soles of shoes. Them and their sons and their husbands were creating things that would help them in the work that they had to do, that those intellectual properties were then taken, all right, and capitalized, making America even greater still in the world economy. Women, but after the abolition movement and the women's suffrage movement and the civil rights movement and the feminist movement, women still continue under the harm and hurdles that are caused by the miseducation and the misinterpretation of the Bible text. What the Bible tells us, and this text tells us, is that when these women went and stood before the men, they received justice from God. Amen. Thank God that these were some God-fearing men. Thank God that these were some men who would go to God in prayer. Thank God that these were some men who didn't have to protect their egos and stand by their misunderstanding, miseducation, misinformation, misinterpretation, and miss the opportunity to do the right thing, do what God would have them to do. You know, all through the Bible, we find texts where women's names are mentioned. We find texts where women were heroes and women were leaders. We find texts where women were saviors. We find texts where women were the first preachers and evangelists to tell the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Lord spoke to his apostle and he said, look, in the kingdom of God, there is no male or female, no Jew or Gentile or Greek. There is no bond or free. Oh, my Jesus. What does Jesus Christ tell us and what does Jesus Christ want? Amen. That we would be one. That was God's plan in the beginning, beloved. That we would be one. He took the rib of the man and made the woman, and we were made of the same substance. Hallelujah. By the same God, the same hand of God formed and fashioned woman. Women's History Month, I'm so glad to be living in this time, in this season, where the women are able to tell the story and women are able to speak up. And listen, we're still fighting. Oh, I appeal to the younger women. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I appeal to the younger women. Don't discount the older women. You didn't get here on your own. People have fought, sacrificed, suffered that you might be able to have the opportunities that you have right now. Oh, I thank God for the shoulders at which we stand and these mighty women of God, like the daughters of Zelophehad. If our brethren had really read and studied the Bible and accepted what God was saying, and some have, many have, but some have held on to that myth of patriarchy, and some women have embraced it as well. Read, and God's words say, study to show yourself approved. You need not be ashamed. You can rightly understand and divide the word of God. That's why we come with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul, to help us rightly divide the word of God. It's there in the text, beloved. Don't worry if they call you a bull in a china closet. Don't worry if they tell you that you're trouble and hard to deal with because you won't stay back or stand down. Step up, speak up, and come together. We're stronger together. Ah, to overcome the rights, to overcome, to get our rights and overcome the wrongs. This is my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you're here where there is a bright side. This is the bright side somewhere right here on WGXC with me. And we have more music for your heart, your mind, and your soul. Think about it. Think about the women, the Zelophehad's daughters. Yes. As you continue your journey in this world. Hallelujah to Jesus. I've got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And it's coming right now for you. Listen and be blessed.
Thought that the world has kind of lost its way. Crazy as it seems, yeah, I know it's gonna be okay. Ooh, yeah. It doesn't scare me. It's temporary. There's something better we got forever. And it won't be long, cause we know our help is on the way. The way. So keep your head up.
Beloved, let's get ready. Listen, I picked that song because I was going to preach something completely different today. But praise the Lord, he's coming back and we're going to get to that. And yes, we're going to be talking about that. What's going on in the world? What's going on in Ukraine? We're going to break it down. Listen, in Numbers chapter 27, the women came to Moses and the priests and the congregation. And they said, why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he didn't have any sons? Give us the possession among the brethren of our father. And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, the daughters of Zelophehad speak right. You shall surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren. And you shall cause the inheritance of their father to pass to them. I tell you, our God is an awesome God. Listen, beloved, we're about ready to get out of here. We hope that you have a wonderful day with God. Keep your eye on the Lord. Keep your eye on the Lord. He knows how to get us through the tumultuous, turbulent times that we're in. He has a plan. Keep your hand in the hand of the man with the plan. Yes, beloved. I want to say happy birthday to all you March babies. And I want to give a shout out to Father Vaso from the Ukrainian Church. He was our guest on the Tuesday show, and and he was talking, he was preaching. And he said, you know what? The darkness never overcomes the light. The Ukrainian people are going to fight. And even if they win now, they won't win the war. They might win the war, but they're not going to finish this battle until we have our country back. So we're praying for Ukraine. In the Ukrainian church here on Union Street and 2nd, at the entryway, I think, is on Petition Street. They're having a pierogies, I think they are, sale of raising funds. You can go by and support them. They'll be there from noon to 3, I think. And I hear they're delicious. All right. So do what you can do. Remember, we pray one for another. And beloved, we are stronger together. God loves you. I love you too. God bless you till we get back together again. In Jesus' name, amen. One more song by Miss Nia Allen as we leave from here, titled Wait. Won't quit in the dip. Just wait on it.
For me to wait on you, I'm going to wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through. Hiding your word, you know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm going to wait until I hear from you. Serving you, yes, I'll continue praising you.